Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 268.
I am Batman.
This is the show recorded on the 18th of October, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Batman, and joining me this week is Catwoman.
Catwoman?
Fine. Joining me this week is She-Ra.
She-Ra?
Fine. Joining me this week is Bloody He-Man.
There are more, like, lady superhero type people.
Fine. Xena, Warrior Princess.
When's Xena a superhero? Xena, Warrior Princess. That's what she is. She's not a superhero.
I believe that was implied from what I said.
She's a Cylon.
Now for the news.
Anyway, so we've got a fair bit of news this week, I suppose. First two are pretty quick. So Hitman Absolution
is dead.
It's not dead. So the kind of E3 gameplay walkthrough that they did at E3 is now available to watch on the internet. So search for Hitman.
What the hell is an internet?
Search for Hitman Absolution. You should be able to watch the walkthrough kind of thing. It's about 10 minutes long. Some bits of it are quite impressive. I'm not a fan of the Hitman kind of detective mode. So he's got a certain thing that he can do, and then he can see the paths of enemies, which seems really weird because they're making the pathfinding of the enemies visible to the player. Which, of course, it makes sense in a stealth game because...
Does he know?
Because you then get to see where they're going to be, so you can plan your route. But it seems a bit odd.
How does he know where they're going? What if they stop to have a fag?
He's got, like, a sixth sense.
A fifth sense? The sense of smell!
Ah! You got the number wrong. So search for that. Try that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wait. They're still alive until I kill them.
And then Syndicate. There is also a gameplay run through of that. Of course, that was not shown at E3 because it only got announced fairly recently, and it shows a mission within the game, which is quite a slow paced mission, but it shows some cool stuff and a cool weapon. So yeah, check those both out because they're pretty cool. Next up, GTA 3 news. Well, not really news as such.
GTA 3 is 10 years old.
Yeah.
Grats. Why is this news?
It's news because they're doing some special stuff for it. I'm going to hold this up so I look up at the microphone. So they're doing an iOS and Android version of GTA 3, which is one of the things they're doing. But they've also made which I showed you. Remember the little figure of the dude?
Yeah, the guy who looks too high res to be from GTA.
So they're making a figure of Claude, or I think that's how you say it. In the end.
Jeffrey.
Claude.
Making a figure of Jeffrey.
The protagonist, although he's really, in some ways, an antagonist as well, for the main character in GTA 3. I suppose now you'd say he's a protagonist, even though he's a bad guy. So they're limited to... Oh, I think it's 1,500...
million
copies of him. He's been made by Sideshow Collectibles, I believe. It doesn't actually say here, but I was looking at him the other day and I believe it was Sideshow Collectibles. And he comes with loads of stuff, so you've got like an assault rifle, a sniper rifle, a pistol, grenades, a baseball bat, anything else I missed? Oh, a knife, and then fists as well. So pretty much all the kind of generic weapons. There should be a shotgun there, I believe. I can't see a shotgun in the picture. He's also got a little stand that says GTA 3 on it, and you've got a change of clothes for him, so he either can wear the kind of general bomber jacket and combat pants that you wear throughout all of GTA 3, or he can wear the prison kind of jumpsuit, the Liberty City prison thing that, of course, you start the game in when you're escaping right at the start. So that's pretty cool. It is slightly pricey at $150, but they're fairly limited, and I think that number's right. I might be making the number up. And they are being sold from some point in November, I believe. So you can pre-order them at the moment from the Rockstar warehouse.
Wait, so this is a figure, right?
It's a figure, yeah.
I'm just clarifying.
And it comes in a really nice box with the GTA 3 kind of box on it. I think it's an awesome looking figure. He's really detailed looking and looks really good.
Yeah, but the guy in the game doesn't look anything like him because he's too high res.
Yeah, but I'd totally love if they made a Max Payne figure that just looked like Sam Lake. Are you wondering what that flashing is? It's the adverts. I keep seeing it out the corner
of my
eye.
I'm more concerned about my CPU core temperatures here.
Okay.
They've gone up 12 degrees.
Yeah, they should totally make a Max Payne figure, but it just looks like Sam Lake as opposed to Max Payne with his like flat kind of face. Next up, the Book of Unwritten Tales news. There is now a demo available for you to download. It has in it a big portion of Chapter 2 of the game, and apparently the demo is 3 hours long.
The chat room just has one comment. No one even knows the dude's name
from
GTA.
I didn't know what the dude's name was.
Cypress
Should
Hill.
I have known what his name was? Cypress Hill? Should I have known what his name was? I don't know. His name didn't ring a bell when I saw it. I'm probably really bad for not knowing his name. But I don't know.
We ain't played the game for 10 years.
No, that's true. Yes, so the demo is 3 hours long and is 1.4 gigabyte, whatever's download, and you can download it off.
I'm sure it's measured in gigabytes, not gigabits.
I know, that's why I changed it. At unwritten-tales.com, and you'll be able to download it on there. Of course, the game comes out.
Oh no, it's a Watchtower. I'm thinking about that. Yeah. Jehovah's Witness thing.
Yes, that's what you're thinking about. And the game, of course, itself comes out October 28th. Next up, some Burger Time news. So, Burger Time was a game that came out years ago on like old school computers. I'm not entirely sure what it came out on. It may have been on. Actually, no, I think it was in arcades as well. But it was like old school console game. Old school home computer game, which I never actually owned. And there's a new one coming out called Burger Time World Tour. This is a XBLA PSN? Yeah. XBLA PSN and WiiWare slash, why am I putting it slash, and PC game. It's coming out for XBLA first. What it is kind of the generic Burger Time kind of game, if anyone's ever played it before, which you had to, like, release the bits of burgers down to make a burger. But they made it really nice, so instead of, like, a flat plane like the original was, it's down... Well, it's within a cylindrical level, so similar to Klonoa, if anyone's played that. And you go around in circles, and there's, like... Well, you don't go around in circles, but you go around in a spherical kind of world, and it looks quite nice. It looks nice, and I know... Charlotte and Tim played at E3 and they quite enjoyed it as well, so I thought I'd just mention that and the fact of it's coming out November 2nd and they announced the release date, and that's why I'm mentioning it, and it's going to be 800 Microsoft points, which is good because the 800 Microsoft price point is better than 1,200. Captain Morgan and the Golden Turtle news, we mentioned this quite recently because...
Can I just interrupt for a second? Sorry. Can I just go on official record and say I agree with the chat room?
Captain Morgan and the Golden Turtle news. So we mentioned this quite recently about the release date being announced.
Golden Turtle.
But it's actually now been delayed. The game was originally coming out before the end of the year and is now coming out 3rd of February next year. This is apparently due to some playtesting that they had within focus groups, and there were a number of issues that people had had and come across with the game, as well as the voice acting and a few other things, so they decided just to make a few more tweaks here and there before they actually release it, especially because it is... So it's a PS3, PC, Wii and DS game, and I guess with half of the platforms it's being released on not being able to have patches... they've decided it's probably best for them to get it to a higher quality. So that's a shame, but it's now got a confirmed release date of the 3rd of February. Train Simulator 2012 news. There's been an expansion pack announced called the... I don't know how you'd say it. Can you look at the show notes? The Akala? The Akala Express?
The Choo-Choo.
Choo-Choo Train.
What am I looking at?
The
Akala.
Akala. Well, I've never seen that before.
Akalu, whatever.
The Akala Express, which is a North American...
Abracadabra.
...train.
Hey, look, I've got a copy of Rail Simulator here.
Yeah, I know you.
Still sealed.
Mine. Yeah, so a new simulator, expansion for it, of the Akela Express.
So is this EA?
No.
Is this those weird people?
This is Railworks.
This is the Railworks people, is it?
I believe so. Although I should say as well that apparently the Akela Express requires the Northeast Corridor expansion pack to run, which you have to get separately. It's a weird name, Northeast Corridor.
No, it's American, isn't it?
What, because they don't have roundabouts?
No, they have corridors.
Yes, there's a new expansion for that, so if you're a train fan, especially of the Akela Express, you should check that out. Some retro-y news being re-released on GOG. Little Big Adventure, for anyone who hasn't played it, is a kind of old-school, really hard adventure game, which I always died a hell of a lot in. It follows a little guy called Twinsen. It's a French adventure game, and it came out back on the PS1 as well as on PC, and there was a second game that came out on PC as well. And it's like renowned for being quite a good game. I always found it mega difficult, but maybe I was just a bit crap and didn't figure out exactly how I should be playing it. But it's quite an interesting little game, and it's now available on GOG, which is goodoldgames.com, but GOG.com, for $5.99, and you can get the sequel as well in a couple of weeks' time. And of course, they're DRM-free and everything like that, because most of GOG stuff is anyway, because it's all kind of old-school games. But as well as that, apparently you get bonus extras when you buy it, including design sketches, a photo of the dev team from back in the day, and some high-res artwork for it as well. That's quite nice. Burnout Crash news. So Burnout Crash came out fairly recently on XBLA and PSN. Did it come out on PSN? It did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it did. PSN as well. Is now being released for iOS. Have I got a date? They've said this holiday season, and it's going to be, of course, changed slightly to work with a touchscreen and not have Kinect support like the other one does. And yeah. So that's coming out for iOS now as well. No official release date or price point as of yet, but I'm sure they'll announce it shortly. Mass Effect 3 news, they've announced multiplayer.
Four-player cooperative.
Yes, four-player co-op multiplayer, not deathmatch.
Deathmatch.
Yes. So they announced this fairly recently, and of course the previous Mass Effect games have not had any multiplayer at all, but they've added this in to try and help you kind of play the story while playing with friends as well. When I say play the short story, maybe more of shape the story. So it's not set within story locations. It's kind of you've got to beat the opposing side and win territory. The video I watched for it was really quite weird. I think it was Ray Mazuka talking about it. And he said that you didn't have to play the multiplayer. Firstly, he said, if you really want to get the best ending ever, you play the multiplayer. But then he said a little later on, you don't have to play the multiplayer to get the best ending. You don't have to play it. But it was a bit weird, but you get to play as a whole variety of characters, and you get to play with your friends in Mass Effect. So I'm sure some people will like it, some people will probably hate it, some people will probably never touch it, and some will probably play loads of it. But I'm sure they've probably been forced lots from like marketing and everyone else to say, add in multiplayer. Every game needs multiplayer these days, because it's what lots of people want. Sadly. So hopefully it'll turn out to be quite interesting, especially because then you can play in the Mass Effect universe with your friends. Of course, Mass Effect 3 doesn't come out until March 9th next year. Some Sega news next. Another old school game. And that is Daytona USA is now coming out for XBLA and PSN. This is a re-release of... That's a Saturn one, isn't it? Daytona USA? I believe it's a Sega Saturn one.
You're not asking me, are you?
I was asking you, but I guess that was a mistake by asking you.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, it must be the Saturn one. Unless they might just be doing a port of the arcade version as well, but either way, I played it on the Saturn. And yeah, so they've said they're enhancing it to be able to be played on widescreen and not just doing horrible black borders or something like that. And it will also support steering wheels, specifically the Logitech GT Driving Force steering wheel for the PS3 and all 360 supported steering wheel controllers, which is pretty much just the official one, isn't it? Or the third-party controllers for it?
There are third-party official ones as well.
It'll have arcade mode, a survival and time trial, and an 8-player multiplayer as well. So that's pretty cool. It's nice that Sega are releasing more and more of their kind of back catalogue of games for arcade networks and not just Sonic, because that's kind of what Sega had up before that and Altered Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would like it if they did Jet Set Radio and Shenmue mm-hmm. as well. It'd be nice. I'd definitely buy Jet Set Radio in a second if they re-released it for XBLA.
Mm-hmm.
Except you've then got the issues of music licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Jet Set Radio with different music is not the same game. Well, it wouldn't really be the same game, but it mm-hmm. would kind of. Some mm-hmm. Microsoft news. And
why are you looking at me?
Well, I thought you might want to do a bit of talking. Or
Microsoft bought out Twisted Pixel. I don't think they disclosed the amount.
No, they haven't said exactly what they paid, but they don't usually, do they? When people buy people?
$8.5 billion for Skype.
So, of course, Twisted Pixel for... Well, that's because that's like a... Not a game studio. They don't usually say game studio figures when they buy people, do they? I don't know.
We can if they
want. Twisted Pixel, for anyone that doesn't know, made Splosion Man, The Maw, Ms. Splosion Man, Gunstringer... Were they the guys that did Comic Jumper as well? Am I making that up in my head? So, of course, their most recent game was Gunstringer, which was a Kinect exclusive title. So I guess they were quite happy with the game that they made, and it's had quite good reviews. I still haven't played it yet. Still need to play it. I was right. They did do Comic Jumper. Don't know why I thought otherwise. So that's pretty cool. It's good as long as Microsoft didn't decide to just close in one day. But it'll be interesting to see what they've got lined up for them. I'd imagine that means more Kinect games. Probably. Okay. Next up, Scribblenauts Remix has now been kind of announced and then released like within a very small space of time for iOS. So that's a Scribblenauts game for iOS devices. It's available for £2.99 for anyone who doesn't have a DS or has played Scribblenauts previously. A little more Sega news. First Four Figures, who make a fair few figures. I think they do the Zelda series of figures that have been released. So I'm pretty sure they did like the nice Majora's Mask Skull Kid, and they did a Samus Aran and a few others. They're now doing a Knuckles, the Echidna figure. He's pretty cool. He's punching the ground. And Knuckles is a pretty cool character. As Paul knows, I quite like Knuckles above the other characters. He's cooler than Tails.
Knuckles is alright. Yeah, but Tails was never meant to be cool.
No, he's kind of like the not the nerdy little friend. No, he's not nerdy. He's the really young little kid. Because he's a little kid, isn't he? Tails
is a kid, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little kid. Little Mr. Miles per hour. But yeah, so you can... If you search for... Well, if you go on the First Four Figures website, you'll be able to see some images of him. He's 10 inches tall, and is going to be $189.99. But that's dollars, not pounds. So he's actually more expensive than Mr. GTA 3. And Mr. GTA 3 has clothes and guns and fists and knives and grenades and stuff. So yeah, that's pretty cool. If you're a fan of their figures or a fan of Sonic, I recommend you check it out, because you may want to purchase one. Batman Arkham City news. Of course, this game comes out this week. But as well as that, they've announced the first DLC pack called the Nightwing Bundle Pack, which will be available from November 1st. And it comes with... well, Nightwing. The character. He has his own new gadgets and special moves. And he'll be playable also in the... okay, so he also comes in the Robin Bundle Pack as well. Which is available November 22nd. And he can be played as in all of the challenge maps as well. As well as that, in the Nightwing bundle, you get two exclusive challenge maps, which is the Wayne Manor and the Main Hall. And you get an animated series Nightwing character skin as well as that. They're available, that and the Robin bundle pack, which is of course available later, will be available for 560 Microsoft points or £5.49 on PSN. I needed a breath.
Mario Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games is having a fancy thing done for
it. Yes, there's a blue.
A baby blue.
I said baby blue before, but that's not baby blue. That's turquoise blue almost.
No, it's not even turquoise, is it?
It's
a light blue.
Yeah. A middle blue.
Yeah, it's Wii. It comes with a controller. We hope it comes with a Scarlet lead. Power lead. And it also comes with a copy of Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympics.
Yes, which of course comes out on the 18th of November. And the Wii itself is... I think I said it was $189... it's going to be available for?
Here's a tip, Nintendo. Nobody wants your stupid Wii consoles when you're bringing a new one out in a couple of months.
Well, they haven't announced a date. They said next year, didn't they?
Didn't they say early?
Oh, really? Very true, then. Some Tales of the Abyss news. I believe I mentioned this before because, of course, it's coming out in America for 3DS. And Namco have now announced that we're actually going to get it over here, which is pretty cool. Tales of the Abyss is I believe it's the PS2 one. Yeah, I think I've actually got a copy of it. It's a PS2, only came out in America, Tales of game. So the Tales of series have been quite a long-running series now. We had Tales of Symphonia on the GameCube, and Tales of Vesperia, which is, of course, pretty hard to get on the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've now got this one coming out, which is pretty cool. They've said it's going to be out on the 25th of November. So that's a JRPG coming out on the 3DS, which is pretty cool. And then as well as that, they've announced that... what is the name of it? Tales of Graces F will also be coming out on the PS3 in Europe in 2012 on the PS3, as I already said.
Okay.
Yep. As I kind of talk about other little industry things and game jams and stuff like that, I thought I'd just mention that the Blitz Game Studios open days have now kind of opened for signing up for them.
And what is a Blitz Game Studio open days?
So Blitz Game Studios are up in Leamington Spa in Warwick. Year in Warwick. Warwickshire. Slightly up a little bit.
Up a little bit.
Up a bit. I've been there.
What, up north?
No, it's not up north, it's Midlands.
That's north, man. Midlands. Anything higher than Bristol is north.
Okay.
And by higher, we of course...
it's only slightly higher than Bristol. Yeah, so every year they do these open days for anyone who wants to get into games. Generally people on university degrees for games, but they'll take on other people as well. And you kind of send them your work, and then they'll see if they think you're good enough to go to their open days, and then they'll show you around the studio... give you advice on portfolios and give you just general advice for getting into games and stuff like that. So if you go on blitzgamestudios.com/opendays, you can sign up for them now. They are happening the 2nd of March, 23rd of March, and 30th of March next year. And should you want to apply, the closing date is the 9th of January this year. This year? Next year. Sorry about that. I got that a bit wrong. But yeah, so if you want to get into like programming or art or design or anything like that, just sign up for that, and then you could get the chance to have a look around the studio. And then finally, in news, Runner 2 has been announced, which is BitTrip Runner 2.
Wait, isn't that that game you don't like?
No, it's the game that I think is awesome, but I just occasionally suck at it, and then I swear at it.
Occasionally?
Oh, shush you. Shush. But what's cool, so BitTrip Runner is, well, in the UK, available on Steam. I don't think it's on WiiWare, but it might be. In America, you can get it on the Wii and the 3DS in the BitTrip Saga / Collection thingamajig. Sadly, that has not been released over here, which is really annoying. But Runner 2 is actually the first one to come out on PSN and XBLA. It's coming out next year. No official date's been announced. And there haven't been that many details announced yet either. All they've said is it's got HD graphics. I know you hate it when people say that.
Duh. Having HD requirements is one of the Xbox 360... Yeah. Requirements.
As well as that, they've also said there's going to be 10 plus new abilities for Commander Video. So I guess they're thinking of just mapping different things to all the different buttons on the controller. It'll of course have achievements and leaderboards and unlockable costumes and a variety of difficulty modes and checkpoints.
Checkpoint.
Which is really good because BitTrip Runner does not have checkpoints. That's all they've revealed for now. It only got announced fairly recently, of course, as we're mentioning it on the news, and I can't wait.
Fun.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week you would have heard this. Nobody guessed what it was. So once again, I win.
GZ.
So GZ to me. This week we've got Sonic...
What is it?
I'm not telling you the answer.
What?
It was Diablo.
Oh, really?
This week...
Oh, first one.
Yeah.
I played more of number two than number one, to be fair.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This week we've got Sonic a little bit different. Any guesses?
Any clues?
It's a game.
Uh-huh. A little more than it's a game.
It's part of a series. It's got lots of characters in it.
Is it a fighting game?
Possibly.
I'm going to go with Super Smash Brothers.
Which one?
Melee,
that's the GameCube one.
Yeah,
Super.
I don't know what the Wii
Smash Bros. Melee is.
That sound, the lady voice sounds familiar, so I'm going to go with a Smash Brothers game. It could also be the one on the N64 or the one on the Wii. I can't think of what the Wii one is, because I don't actually have the Wii one. Super Smash Brothers.
Brawl. That's the Wii one.
Okay,
so if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, or just leave a comment on this week's episode on the blog at gamercast.net.
New releases this week.
Alright, we've got a few releases out this week. First up, we've got Football Manager 2012. This is available on PC. It's a football manager game. And it's this year's football manager game.
And they sell like hotcakes.
And apparently they sometimes sell like hotcakes.
Back when I used to work in game, they always did. But that was usually when they were on like Deal of the Week for £20. As well. And it was always just 20 quid. They always sold well.
So we don't really know what's new with it. They always reel off a bunch of features, but many
apparently
times...
has over 800 new features.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's...
It'll
changing,
be tiny little tweaks here and there to make it
better. Changing the colour of one pixel on the logo is not a new feature. It's a typo on the logo.
Next up, probably the biggest release...
With 800 new typos.
Probably the biggest release of this week, Batman...
Is Ratchet and Clank all 4-in-1?
No. Batman Arkham City.
What's that then?
So this is the new Batman game.
Well, the Batman game you can get the DLC for on the 1st of November.
Yes. So, of course, as you can tell from the title, it's not based in Arkham Asylum anymore. It's in Arkham City. So that Rocksteady have branched out and made a game within a city environment, which I'm sure probably would have been quite hard for Unreal. At least, depending on how Batman is.
Depends how they handle the...
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, there are a lot of open world kind of places within Gears and Unreal. But, like, Arkham Asylum was quite corridor-based, except for when you went out into, like, Arkham West and all that stuff. But it was still quite a confined area. Whereas this is Arkham City. Arkham City is a big place.
Yeah, until they box you down into narrow corridors.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. So, yeah, obviously the main thing with this is basically Arkham Asylum only...
Why am I calling it Arkham City? Shouldn't it be Gotham City?
How am
no,
I supposed
Arkham
to know?
City. I don't know.
Is it's it Arkham Gotham? City, that's the name of it. I don't know where it is. I don't care about Batman. Just because I said my name was Batman, don't mean I actually know anything about Batman, a fictional character for children.
Well, I haven't read anything up on this because I don't want any of it spoiled. Because I've spoken to a few people and they accidentally read something. I think it was on Kotaku and it spoiled the whole game.
Oh,
and then someone
no.
else watched like a few seconds of a video and it spoiled the whole game.
Oh no, what a shame. Well, basically it's like Arkham Asylum, only bigger.
Yes, you also can play as other characters. I can spoil this, can't I? I'm sure everyone knows who you can play as.
No, no, you can't say anything. Shh.
Well, I played it at Eurogamer and I really quite enjoyed it. I'm sure I said then who I played as well, though.
Yeah.
Of course, it's got new villains in it, so
He-Man.
It's not just the Joker
no, wait.
And
Mr. T,
Killer Croc, and people like that. You've now got Two-Face in there.
Who are these people, man?
Two-Face. You've also, of course, got the Penguin in it. I never liked the Penguin, probably because I don't like. Did Danny DeVito? No, he didn't play the Penguin, did he? Who played the Penguin?
I don't know. Who cares?
Me.
Flipping children stuff. Comic book.
Children man. Stuff?
Grow up, man. Play a proper game like StarCraft.
Jeez.
I've got my comic books of Jim Raynor in. He's cool.
Jim Raynor.
This is Jimmy. Shut up, you stupid twat. My name's Zeratul.
I am right. It is Danny DeVito. There you go. I was right. That's good. No,
Danny DeVito
cool.
played Batman.
He played the Penguin.
Well, oh no, this. Oh no, I'm so scared.
Don't be mean. Yeah, so getting rave reviews everywhere. Like the lowest score it's got, I think, is
1.
86.
I'm
thanks
giving it 1.
To Destructoid. Other than that, it's got lots of hundreds and perfects and whatnot. So it's set to be a really good game. I'm looking forward to it. I have my collector's edition pre-ordered, and I hope it arrives before Friday, so I can give it a play.
Oh well, I hope you've got it posted to the right address.
I have.
Let's hope I'm in then, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Ratchet and Clank All for One is coming out.
It's obviously the main release.
This is sadly not your usual kind of Ratchet and Clank game. This is a... I believe it uses PlayStation Move as well. This is a new Ratchet and Clank game, but quite different to
this
kind
is
of
the lame
everything
one, isn't
it? In everything we've previously had, because it's a four-player co-op game.
Yeah, this is the stupid lame one.
But it's also where the good guys go with the bad guys, so it's not just Quark, Clank and Ratchet... Dr. Nefarious is with you and you're teaming together to save the day. It still looks nice. I'm sure it's still got its awesome kind of Ratchet and Clank random little gadgety weapons. It's just not the kind of platform story that I really want out of a Ratchet and Clank game. I will pick it up though, because I do quite like the characters and the voice actors who do the character voices, because they're pretty good, and Quark's always really quite funny. If they're going with the same kind of artistic style of A Crack in Time, that'd be quite nice. The nice little kind of drawn out tutorial screens and stuff like that, that'd be quite cool. But yeah, I mean, it's their first kind of spin on a more co-op based Ratchet and Clank, because of course Ratchet and Clank doesn't have that. So yeah, then next up, Dance Central 2 is coming out. This is of course the newest Dance Central game that allows two player, I believe. Simultaneous two player. As well as that, it allows you to use all the songs from Dance Central, and has of course its own library of songs. However, if you do want to import your songs from Dance Central, you do have to pay 400 Microsoft points to do so. It's not free. Yeah, Dance Central 2, of course, new kind of dance moves to suit the new songs.
The trouble is, Just Dance did a ninja move on it.
Yeah, it did,
and
actually.
It got out the week before.
And of course, I don't know. I prefer the fact that Dance Central has characters. I quite like that.
Yeah, Dance Central's good. It's fun. I've got the high score on some of the songs.
Poker Face.
Because I'm good at dancing.
I should play some more of it. I quite enjoyed Dance Central.
Well, why don't you play some more of it?
Well, I've got loads of stuff to play.
You're not allowed. You've got work to do tonight, girl. Right, let's talk about Dance Star Party, because this is
a move
game
coming out this week.
This is a moves lame attempt at having a dance game.
Yeah, so it's a dance game for moves.
Let me just hold a controller in my hand. Oh no, I dropped the controller, ruining my dance routine. Oh no, how silly of me. Okay, is that it, really?
Yeah, pretty much. They've got 40 songs in it.
If you want a dancing game, Kinect is obviously the way to go. It's like fitness games. If you're playing Zumba on the Wii, you're a Muppet. You need to start playing it on Kinect, where you don't need to worry about having a stupid Velcro strap to attach the controller to you. You don't need a controller with
it's
Kinect.
It's not a Velcro strap.
Well, whatever stupid strap thing.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Next up, FIFA Manager belt. 12. Do you want to say?
You don't need a stupid belt.
FIFA Manager 12.
A fitness belt? What's it for? Attach your screwdrivers and your toolbox to? Oh man, what's it? FIFA Manager 12. Who the hell would buy this? If you buy FIFA Manager 12, you are flipping nab. Football Manager is a far better title. It really winds me up when people go and they just look at the shelf and they pick up a copy of FIFA Manager, and it's like, do you realise you just bought the crappiest management game since flipping LMA? Do you realise that? Football Manager, previously known as Championship Manager, was without a doubt the best series of football management games. I mean, there's no question. Why even try to compete with it? You know what's the deal, man? What's the deal?
Tetris is coming out for...
And it's 20 quid? What the hell? How can you try... That game, it belongs to everyone, you know? You can't own and you can't buy it. It's Tetris. It's like the rain, man.
Like the rain?
You can't own it. It's above the earth.
So Tetris is now coming out for 3DS. It's got a very small RRP of 20 quid, which is awesome, because Nintendo's 3DS games are, of course, about £40.
They're like 30, 35 quid.
Well, some of them have had an RRP of 40 quid.
Yeah, but no one sells them, right?
Okay. It's got 20 Tetris game modes, it's got some Spot Pass stuff, and it's a new Tetris game.
Does it have 3D Tetris?
Well, it should do. Oh, what do you mean?
3D Tetris.
I don't know.
No, guess not, because it's too hard for all the naps.
Well, you've already had that with, what, Klax? Klax is like a 3D Tetris. And then Tetris Sphere. But that was Tetris on a sphere, but it was 3D.
This is where you've got a cube. And instead of dropping it into a rectangle, it drops into this cube. And you arrange it like that. It's very difficult.
I'm very tempted to buy Tetris, though, because it's so cheap and it's Tetris.
Plus, you don't get achievements, so it doesn't add whatsoever to your game score.
True. Next up,
shall we talk about Tintin and the secret of the unicorn?
The Adventures of Tintin and the Secret Unicorn. Of course, this is
Snowy.
This is a tie-in with the film.
Where's Captain Haddock, or whatever his name is?
Haddock. Haddock, like the fish.
With some kind of fish.
Captain
Fish.
So I played this at Eurogamer and really quite enjoyed it. It's got lovely animation and sits.
I don't even have a boat.
Sits kind of away from the usual kind of film times because it's been made, I believe, I'd like to think it's been made in like the Prince of Persia engine because that's what it felt like in some ways. But it also felt more like old school Prince of Persia, so the original kind of Prince of Persia, because it's a nice little platforming game with little puzzle elements. And it's really fun. It's got move support on PS3. It's also come out for 360 and PC and 3DS and Wii. No DS release, only a 3DS one. I played it on PS3. I'm very tempted to buy it on 360 because it was actually quite fun and I'd like to play it again.
Sims 3 Pets is also coming out. Is this the PC expansion and the standalone games as well?
I believe,
or on the same day?
I believe this is just the console.
What? That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Are you sure? So this is basically another Sims game for consoles, only now you have pets. So once again, EA are milking their monies.
Well, it's got Kinect support, though.
Okay, you can use Kinect to play with your pets.
Sims 3 Pets. I've been told it's quite nice and the dogs are really cute. Oh no, there you go. So yeah, it's coming out on PC as well.
See, I suspected it was.
And PS3 and 3DS. And I believe that's it.
So yeah, another Sims game on PC. You've got a proper Sims expansion on consoles. You have another re-release of the last one with a few extra features.
The Kinect support. And then finally, the last release for this week is Farming Simulator 2011 Platinum Edition. Which features all the little bits and bobs that have been made since Farming Simulator came out.
Wasn't it supposed to come out last week?
No.
I'm sure we just talked about this.
I don't think we did. Did we?
We did
talk about it. Well, it's coming out this week.
Okay, so we've talked about it 2 weeks in a row. Apparently, it's coming out this week.
It was always coming out this week. Maybe something lied to me, and that's why I put it in the show notes last week. Either way, it's coming out this week. It's got wind thingies. Wind turbines. Turbines. Bee house thingies. What do bees live in? Keeps.
Beekeep.
A
beehive is what they are.
Beehive! There's the word!
Yeah, but that's wild. That's not what they are in.
Surely they're like man made beehives.
Beekeepers.
So yeah, it's got all the features added in. We mentioned it last week on the show.
Very clever. Lure the bees away with the sugar.
Yeah, and that's the last release for this week, really. You can check out our review of Farming Simulator on the website. And also, soon to be, the World of Simulators magazine. You'll be in there as well.
Ooh, aye.
Aye. Charts review.
Ooh, aye. So is that it? No reviews?
Nah.
No reviews. Good.
I've got a review.
My review is of StarCraft 2 and the two games I had earlier today.
The two games you had earlier. I was going to say, you've already reviewed StarCraft.
Me and Foulclaw totally pwned a bunch of noobs. One noob didn't even have anything built. It's like, man, you suck. And they were like silver rated as well. So they weren't like bronze nabs. So anyway, yeah, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with episode 269, where we'll be talking about Battlefield.
We'll talk about Battlefield. We'll talk about
Battlefield.
What else comes out next week? Battlefield.
Assassin's Creed.
That comes out next week.
Tuesday.
It doesn't come out in November.
Oh no, I might be getting mixed up with Tuesday.
Because I was going to say they usually come out every November.
Yeah. Sorry, it's the Tuesday after Modern Warfare, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Sorry, brain spasm.
So we'll catch you next week for whatever fun stuff we've got to talk about on the show.